The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. When we talked yesterday of ESPN grading each individual team's off seasons, we noted that they gave him a B minus. Most of that was the Xavier McKinney signing, which the author of the article was happy about. And then it was the Josh Jacobs acquisition that the author of the piece was not happy about. They did also touch upon the offensive line and the departures of a number of guys, the addition, obviously, of Captain Morgan, Jordan Morgan. And they mentioned David Bakhtiari's departure. And we all saw that coming just based on how it all had shaken out. We all knew that his time in Green Bay was coming to a close. But David Bakhtiari spoke recently about his future in the league. And I got to be honest with you guys, for some reason, I was surprised. Take a listen to this audio.
Well, no, I think, you know, Adam, you know, we have a good relationship. You know what I know already because of you know everything. So I don't want to spoil any of your surprises. I'll leave that to you. But when people do ask me, I do always tell them, like, where do you want to play? Who do you want? Where are you going to play next? I'm like, I want to play the next Super Bowl MVP. So whoever the hell that's going to be, I better be with him. So when they're like, what do you want to play with this player or that team? I'm like, I just want to be the next Super Bowl MVP. That's it.
Surprised you that
delusional, dude. You stole for 2 years. You literally stole money. You know what NFL team owners hate when you steal money, and it's injury. It's part of the game, but no one is going to pay you big money to come back. You are a break glass in case of emergency. You would be getting the minimum. Because teams, they just, and I knew it. I go back to JerMichael Finley. You know, they hate neck injuries. They hate neck injuries. And he wanted to come back and play. I knew that deal was, no one's going to touch you with the neck injury that he had. It's kind of like Bakhtiari. They're just, he might play for minimum if he wants to do that, but if he's delusional enough to think that he's going to get another $20 million contract, he's crazy.
I don't think he is. I think he just wants to play again.
You think
and
so?
I think somebody at some point here this offseason is going to give him, because it's going to have to be a one-year minimum deal.
Yeah.
Go out, prove it, prove that your knee's healthy, and then you go from there if he's going to play more seasons after that.
I would be kind of shocked. The only way I wouldn't be shocked is if a Super Bowl caliber team is in big trouble with their left tackle. Then they may do it. Other than that.
You know what team has an offensive line that is old and injured, guys?
J-E-T-S.
Jets.
I thought the thought was that was unlikely to happen.
Yeah, I think they would have done it already.
Yeah, but Tyron Smith has missed game after game after game through reoccurring back issues. It's not getting any younger. They also, he wants to play left tackle. That's what he's always played.
Yeah, but that place is toxic enough, Joshy. Do you want to make it more toxic?
I don't think
because when you get
the
band together.
I don't know. I understand he's friends with Aaron. I don't think Bakhtiari has ever done or said anything that could be considered toxic, other than he was tight with the quarterback, and I think that the reputation of the quarterback then rubbed to David.
He said a few things.
Well, because he said
last year, he
dared to say that they were rebuilding.
He called out the social media team when they sucked on their schedule reveal.
Like,
that's doing God's work.
Yeah, I just
you got to put a little bit of effort in this year.
You think if Saleh called up LaFleur and said, "What do you think of Bakhtiari?" He's going to give him.
I don't know.
Up?
I honestly don't know, but it. I just feel like he gets this reputation of being like the quarterback because he was tight with the quarterback.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Gabe. He wasn't a malcontent. I think most guys liked him. Yes, because he was tightly connected to the quarterback, and there's obviously been a lot of there have been a lot of people who do not like how that ended and the way that that went down. But I tend to agree. I think that Matt LaFleur would give him a glowing review. I think he would say how badly he wanted to be out there, how even when he wasn't 100%, he was willing to be out there, and he actually performed really, really well. I'll never be able to lose that image in my mind of him laying on the sideline. It was the Bears game, I believe, the first game of the season, after having a really good game and being like, okay, like, this is going to work. This is the season where David Bakhtiari is going to return to form. It never happened like that. I think he still has gas left in the tank, but I think it's going to have to be that perfect fit. Like you said, most of these teams, If they needed somebody at his position and they thought he still could do the job at a Pro Bowl level, they would have signed him by now. He wouldn't be on the street. It will be somebody gets injured.
Sure. Well, I mean, he's not going to a bad team.
No, I don't think if the Carolina Panthers, like, he doesn't want to play for the Panthers. The clip that we just heard is he wants to play for a team that has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl, because realistically, that's the one thing in his career he hasn't done.
All right, so let me put this out there, because we all just watched it happen in the NBA with Drew Holiday being traded from the Bucks. That was their choice. They did not trade him to Boston, famously. I want to make sure everybody remembers that. They traded him to Portland. Portland then traded him to Boston, but he won the NBA title this year, and we had to watch. As a guy that we enjoyed watching, who contributed to the title run in 2021 in a big way, went and won it with somebody else. Do you want David Bakhtiari to win a Super Bowl with somebody else?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I mean, do I want it to happen? No, because I want the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
So I figured that we could follow the bouncing ball that would mean the Packers did not win.
However, if he plays for a team, he goes, wins a Super Bowl, I'll be happy for him. Like, he was nothing but good here. He embraced the state. I mean, not to the level of A.J. Dillon, but few have. But, we're always going to have the memories of him slamming those beers at the Bucks games and doing things like that.
And he is outspoken. People like that.
He was one of the few guys you knew when he was speaking, it was going to be the truth.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No, unfortunately. I mean, if the injury didn't happen, he was on a Hall of Fame track.
Yeah.
I think he was on a track until the injury happened.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because it's been 4 years. Well, it'll be 4 years this New Year's Eve. So it's been 3.5.
I'd be very surprised.
You know, a team that they are mentioning with David Bakhtiari, Gabe, I'm not sure if you saw this. Did you see?
I did not.
Washington Commanders.
They're going nowhere.
They need a left tackle. So there are people out there on the interwebs who are connecting those dots and saying that the Washington Commanders could target David Bakhtiari.
Again, I think he's hoping for a better team and maybe kind of holds out hope that somebody better is going
to
come along.
They'd have to pay him. I mean, I would be shocked if he's going there for minimum. He's not going to go there team for minimum.
It depends on how badly he wants to play.
If the Ravens came to him and said, hey, we'll pay you minimum, he's signing up, I think, immediately. If the Commanders come to him, he's going to, okay, you're going to have to give me a little bit more, right? Like, you're going to have to pay the premium as a team that's not going to be competitive.
You think he plays? I don't think he does.
I think somebody will give him a chance.
800-990-3776. We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Do you think David Bakhtiari plays in the NFL this season? And that could be any iteration of that. He gets signed by the Washington Commanders right now or within the next few weeks and becomes their starting left tackle. A team suffers an injury in the middle of the season and he gets called in off the bench. 800-990-3776. I wouldn't mind David Bakhtiari winning a title with somebody else. I think he gave a lot to this franchise. I think he was a consummate professional. I think he was a warrior. I appreciated the way he went about his business. And he's one of those guys who, as Gabe said, didn't play enough to be a Hall of Famer, but was on that trajectory. Could have been a different turn here or there, a sliding door here or there. And David Bakhtiari is getting a gold jacket.
Yeah, he'll be a Packers Hall of Famer. They'll bring him back. He'll go through all that and do that.
I just don't know how you deal with when you have no cartilage, because I just had a son that had his ACL torn. The concern wasn't the ACL.
Mm-hmm.
That's fixable. The concern was getting in there and all right, is your cartilage torn? Is your meniscus torn? Meniscus, it's weird because that seems to be a
more
bigger
painful.
Deal
it's more
today.
Painful. More
yeah.
painful.
Yeah.
Because the meniscus, and I've torn it twice on my left knee, and had the ACL injury. And the meniscus just is, it's an irritant.
Yeah.
That meniscus being torn, if you, I got it stitched, the stitch is popped, and now it's just kind of in there busted, and it just rubs against itself.
Yeah.
You know, and they can go in there and clean it out and make it so that the two pieces do not, but it's just a constant irritant. And from what David Bakhtiari has said, his situation was more of pain tolerance. He was in constant pain. And then it's, you know, do you take something for that? And then do you worry about then that being something that you're, you know, dealing with or struggling with? I see Brian in the Shaw saying, I thought the rumors were that D-Bach was going to the Chiefs. I hadn't seen that. Doesn't mean it's not out there. There's a lot of stuff that gets thrown out there, especially when a player of his caliber says he wants to still play. I think there's a lot of teams who are kind of attaching their team, a lot of blogs who are attaching their team to David Bakhtiari. Had you guys heard anything about the Chiefs?
No. But again, it wouldn't be shocking to me if somebody finally went, yeah, let's sign him for minimum. Because as you mentioned, Jen, he was fantastic in that Bears game last year. He was tremendous. When he's on the field, he's been great. The problem is, on the field, can you trust it? So that's where, again, I think it ends up being a minimum low-risk deal for whoever ends up going after him.
Say there's a few injuries on Green Bay. Would they bring him? Would you be in favor of bringing him back for a small contract?
I would. Absolutely, yeah. I would.
I mean, again, we're talking about an unfortunate situation that Green Bay would find itself in, but it does feel like you may have a solution there.
They're not going to pay him, though.
And it would also help with the veteran leadership drought that we think exists.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things would have to go your way, but I don't think they would pay him again. I think it's you're looking at some sort of minimal deal. The longer this goes, it's not like David Bakhtiari is going to be announced tomorrow. He's signing a 3-year, $60 million deal. That's out the window. It's going to be a very small, short-term deal because it's been 3.5 years since he's been healthy, so he needs to prove that he can stay healthy with a 1-year deal.
Do you think the Packers would do it, Goody?
Kind of seems like Goody closed the door on it, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it felt like everyone wanted out of the sweepstakes, no matter how unfortunate it was.
Yeah, like hey, we've dealt with this long enough. Yes. Best of luck to you, David. We love you, but we have to figure something else out.
I'm reading the Arrowhead Addict, which is a blog for, as you can imagine, Chiefs fans. Depending on the finances involved, the Chiefs also seem to have the cap space necessary for a signing like this. Smith, I believe they're talking about a different offensive lineman from last year. I'd have to look up and see who that was. Smith cost the Chiefs a 1-year, $9 million deal, but anything with Bakhtiari's name on it would be filled with incentives that would not count against the cap, considering it would be easy to build a case for the Chiefs that any such achievement would be expected. So they think, like, again, if his criteria is I want to play with the next Super Bowl MVP, you know, you can start narrowing down who that would be. Patrick Mahomes is a likely candidate. And then it says the bottom line here, Brett Veach, the GM, loves a good upside play for pennies on the dollar, and David Bakhtiari represents just that at a key point this offseason. The former Packers vet needs time to continue to get healthy while the Chiefs can pit their younger options against each other through the spring and summer. But when it comes down to it, grabbing a former 5-time Pro Bowler who is motivated for another Super Bowl ring sounds like the right kind of signing at a position that's still fuzzy up front. To be clear, David Bakhtiari does not have a Super Bowl ring.
Correct.
He was not on the team in 2010, 2011 when they won. All right. Well, again, we're going to put it on the poll. Would you like to see, now this is again, assuming the Packers do not win the Super Bowl, would you like to see David Bakhtiari win a Super Bowl with another team? 800-990-3776. Gabe, you got a read you can get in here?
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue. You okay over there? Really good Mio?
Rock.
Adam
Schefter. We're going to make sure, we're going to make sure Chewy's okay. But while we do that, I'm going to let you know that mentality can be for you as well if you're dealing with that low testosterone. How do you know if you're dealing with low testosterone? It's easy. Are you tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack the day that you had maybe a year or two ago? Those could be signs of low testosterone. And if you work with mentality, you can find out if it is. You meet with them, go through their process. At the end, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back. And if your testosterone levels are low, that means Mentality can work with you on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. So go to lowtusa.com, book that appointment. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times, do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
I don't.
Incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electrician, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
She's in my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Mark your calendars. Saturday, June 29th. That's Saturday, June 29th for the first ever Bougie Brunch. It's inside the Dark Room at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Grab a friend and experience an extravagant five-course brunch menu prepared by the hotel's executive chef. Bougie Brunch will be held in the secret dining space, the Dark Room. Reservations are required. Seats are limited. Make your plans to attend St. Kate's Bougie Brunch today. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. All right, lots of reaction rolling in on the David Bakhtiari thing. I'll get to a few of those before we move on. Let's see. Richard weighing in saying, yes, I would be happy for David Bakhtiari to get a Super Bowl. Sheila weighing in saying, I think we'll see a team pick him up as soon as someone gets hurt during training camp. I would love to have him back, but I am okay with the middle finger to the Bears being the last memory I have of him as a Green Bay Packer. Chef Ed weighing in saying, I said this a long time ago, David Bakhtiari will never play another snap in the league. And Justin weighing in saying, if David Bakhtiari doesn't get hurt, not only is he on a Hall of Fame path, there's a solid chance he's a Super Bowl champ in 2020. That's the biggest reason the Packers didn't get it done in 2020. Do you agree with that, Gabe?
It's a huge reason because the Packers were giving up a lot of pressure. They had to figure out and reshuffle the offensive line late in the season. The offensive line wasn't an issue for most of the season, and Tampa Bay was able to get pressure on Aaron. That's a big reason they lost that game. Bigger than, oh, if the Packers wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love and instead would have gone out and gotten T. Higgins. No, the Bakhtiari injury factors a lot more into that.
Yeah, he was probably considered the best or one of the best left tackles in the league
probably
for
the
a
best.
While.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a hell of a player. It's just unfortunate. And I just think people are going to be very cautious because...
Oh, yeah, as they
no
should.
No cartilage is a big deal, and, you know, they can sell it as much as they want. They can bring him in for a workout. He can dominate the workout, but that's not the thing. It's like, how was your knee 3 days after the workout?
Tone James weighing in saying, too bad for him, the next Super Bowl MVP is Jordan Love.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is. Let's get to the story about beaches, not to be confused with beaches. Apparently, Milwaukee made a list of five great beach cities. And when I tell you what some of these other cities are, you're going to die.
It's not going to make sense.
Istanbul, Marseille, Busan. What's Busan? Busan?
South Korea.
Had no idea. San Sebastian, Spain. And little old Milwaukee. Now, I want to be very clear on this. I love the lakefront. I love how much beachfront we have. We go up and down. We'll be hanging out in Bayview at South Shore Park. It's great. We haven't been to Bradford in a few years, but up by us on the north side, we go up to Doctors Park. We go up to Vermont Park. We go up to Concordia even. They've got the stairs there that you can run and then spend some time on the beach as well. My kids love swimming in the lake. I'm a big, big fan of the beach. What is the...
I don't really want to swim next to floaters. If I want that, I'll go to the Dells.
Why are you just taking out other cities, too? What do you mean floaters? People are dookieing in the
remember
lake?
Remember the big pipe that would overflow, and all of a sudden they're dumping sewage into the lake? It is beautiful. I ain't swimming in that. What, did you forget?
Wait, you're too good to swim in the lake now?
When the pipe's right there, yeah.
Is that ocean arrogance?
Yeah, that's exactly
be.
What
it's
it is.
Lake arrogance. You got a little lake arrogance just because you got your pretty little lake out there in lake country.
Golf arrogance.
Oh, there's floaters in there, too.
Well, yeah, then what's your point? Dude, your
but own. The carp eat them. There's no carp, I don't think.
There's fish for sure in Lake Michigan. The number of people who come to our city and are astounded, absolutely baffled and shocked by how big Lake Michigan is always a fun experiment.
Oh, did I ever tell you that story up at Whistling Straits?
No,
first time
it.
I ever played
oh,
Straits.
Oh, he's going to share something.
Well, no.
He's going to... Josh, do you have a something you can hit? All right, here we go. Share
no, it's
away.
Not nothing. It's...
I'm sorry. He's flustered. Because you Wait, know what? It is true.
But it has nothing to do with me, so you're going to be okay. disappointed. Like, it has nothing to do with me other than the first time I played up in the Straits.
I'm dying.
You know, we get out to, you know, the first par three there, and our caddy tells the story of, you know, oh, yeah, a couple week ago or so, I was caddying for this guy. Had no idea where he was. Like, he choppered in some rich dude just playing all these fancy golf courses, and he gets out to that first par three, beautiful look over Lake Michigan. He looks at his caddy and goes, man, it's a beautiful view. What ocean is that?
Oh, that's
because again, yeah. Lake Michigan's that yes. big. You can't, you know, you don't realize how big it is until you're staring out over it. You can't see anything on the other
there
side.
There was a Packer that did the exact same thing as told by Al Trimble, our old video guy.
Who was it?
I don't want to say the wrong name,
but he went. You don't want to throw the wrong guy.
He looked over at Al and he said, "Al, Mr. Trimble." Is that the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean? That story has gone around for years.
Terrible understanding of geography. Yeah. Listen, we love it when people talk about our city glowingly. We love making lists like this. I do also think, and you tell me if I'm wrong with this perspective, I like my things to be a little secret, too. Again, we're talking about oversharing.
Yep.
I like that not a lot of people know how wonderful the beach scene, the lakefront scene is here in Wisconsin, because you know what ends up happening? You know, somebody gets a hold of something like this. And, you know, what's happened down at Lake Geneva? Lake Geneva for a while was like a unknown gem,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people were like, shh, don't tell everybody. Don't tell anyone about Lake Geneva. And all of a sudden people started finding out about Lake Geneva. And now all of a sudden it's like very tourist central. You got a lot of people coming up from other states, buying houses there. I think similarly, too, with where you are.
It blew up. I mean, because our beach there got voted number one beach, I don't know, in the world or country. In it.
Beach arrogance over
but
here.
But I mean, it just blew up to where now
the
traffic.
The Amalfi Coast exists, for sure.
Where traffic
got voted
is
the number one beach in the world.
Traffic is horrible. My gym, I have to go past the beach to get to my gym. This time of year, it takes me about 12 minutes. March, April takes me about 35 minutes. Yeah, it's just brutal. So I agree with you. We don't want people knowing, and I'm sure you don't
here. Do we here in Milwaukee and the greater surrounding area appreciate our beaches enough? Because I use them a lot. I take the dog out to them quite often. He's a big swimming pup. I'm around South Shore or the various number up and down Milwaukee, but I feel like even like my close friends don't really talk about the beach other than Bradford, which is kind of a young person's game for the most part on the weekends. A lot of boozing out there, I don't feel like we take much advantage of our
I will
beaches.
Say this, I do have this criticism to your point, Joshy, about the lakefront and the beach areas. Why haven't we developed it anymore?
I know.
Why is there one restaurant that you know what I mean? Where you can sit, two restaurants where you can go and sit and overlook the beach here in Milwaukee. You know, like you go all the way up by me, you got nothing. You got no bars, no restaurants, no nothing that like takes advantage of that incredible view. I'm sure somebody's going to tell me it's zoning and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of private land. People put the houses on instead of a restaurant or something like that.
We should have put the baseball park. People. On the water and have it like San Francisco where a dinger is going into Lake Michigan. Michigan.
Love that idea.
Right?
Love. At one point they had talked about putting the ballpark over by Summerfest.
They should have. That would have been so great.
Yeah, there is a certain level of like, I like some of it being left to like a sort of a nature idea. Like I don't want everything being developed and being some like urban center necessarily. Like I like that you can go walk, you know, a couple miles on a trail and then
yeah,
at
like
the end
Lake
of it,
Park.
Yeah, there's a beach at the end of it. But I do think there's a certain level of like, I mean, like think of along the river, like there's not that many places that like, I think like Barnacle Buds.
I was about to say, there's one that I can think of.
Yeah.
And I'm there a lot.
Twisted Fisherman yeah. over there
so
by.
There's only like a handful of those things that really take advantage of, I mean, we have miles and miles of basically waterfront property that are just not used.
Well,
really
remember when Horny Goat was there? Horny Goat was a great spot
yeah,
to pull the boat up
spot.
To, and you play
yeah.
a little volleyball, you play mm-hmm. some bags, grab some drinks. They demolished that and put up condos, you know, condos.
Yeah. Does Chicago take advantage of it north of the city? I've
no
been
idea.
Downtown. No?
I have no idea.
All I can think of is Northwestern. famously yeah. putting its football field.
Illinois' Big Ten team.
Right along the lake. Though, talk about conditions, right? You talk about, like, you know, you go to certain places and you're aware of conditions. What will it be like kicking at the new Ryan Field, if that's what they're even calling it? I'm not even sure. But yes, I like the shine. I like the flowers. I appreciate this website saying that we have one of the top five beaches in the world. It is funny. I'm sure there are people who would say, well what about South Beach? What about, go ahead.
Well, because the list is great, but not so obvious beach cities.
Sure.
So that's the specificity that they're talking about. But I'm with you, Jen. I prefer to stay on, like, the, oh, this isn't an obvious
one. Under the
one.
Radar.
This is an underrated, you know, summer town. Like, that's, I want to stay on those lists.
What's the warmest the water gets? 70? Does it hit 70?
Late in the summer. Late. Not now.
Ooh.
I mean, even when we have gone out on the boat, you know, we've gone out on the carefree boat when they've given us the boat out there, and the kids, we say, oh, you guys want to go tubing? Well, they'll hop on the tube. The first time that tube flips, they are back in the boat, and we are wrapping them up in blankets, you know, because...
Yeah. The warmest the temperature gets in August with an average of 72 degrees.
That's not swimmable.
Sure it is.
No.
About soft.
S-A-W-F.
Oh, I'm soft. Totally soft now. Yes.
The great irony.
Yes. It's come full circle.
You calling us soft.
Well, I'm not swimming in that.
I admit it. Yeah.
Wow.
I got to be honest.
Are you people who live by the lake a little soft?
Do you guys do, like, any swimming in the lake? I know people do, but I tend to avoid it.
I have. When
I go, like, ankle deep.
I have definitely swam in Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
When I've trained for triathlons, it's a great opportunity. That's where I was, South Shore Beach. Now,
makes good sense.
Shout out South Shore Beach. When I would do my swims for the triathlon, my car got broken into. So I stopped doing that, started going to the Y. Started going to the gym.
It's very fair. It's a good call by you.
Very uncomfortable. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. Guys, we have had Floor Shield in our garage for a little over a week. I had no idea what we were missing. It is fantastic. First of all, it's just clean, right? They got rid of all of the dust that was in our garage, but it's even because we had cracks. I didn't even know we had crevices. He told me about the unevenness of our garage. You know what ends up happening? Water pools in the uneven crevices. So that is all gone. It has been leveled out and it looks fantastic. It reflects the lights that are in our garage, so the whole place is brighter. It just is a better place in our house. And oh, by the way, there are also practical reasons to use Floor Shield from Showtime Floors. It's UV stable, it beautifies, it protects, it's eco-friendly, and it is non-toxic. And oh, by the way, guys, they got it installed in 2 days. We emptied our garage, they did the first few things on one day, let that dry, next day went in, put Floor Shield down, and we were able to move our stuff in the very next day. If you mention ESPN, you'll get free crack repair and 10% off. It also includes a 15-year warranty against wear. What are you waiting for? Visit ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com, and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally, yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You're going to be moving around this weekend. You're going to get home. You're going to be a little tired. You're not going to want to make dinner, but you still want something great. That's where Palermo's comes in, and you need to make sure that you've got Palermo's frozen pizza just stocked up in your freezer. Whether we're talking about Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, you are going to find a pizza that you're absolutely going to love. I usually keep a couple different kinds. I like the Primo Thin in there right now. I've got a Screamin' Sicilian, Surfer Boy Pizza, Neighborhood Pizzeria, also one of my favorites. You are going to find a slice that fits your appetite because they've been doing this for 60 years. They know what they're doing when it comes to frozen pizza. Find Screamin' Sicilian and Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
All right, buddy, you ready for this?
Yeah. What?
It just seems like you didn't have that fun with the Blammer last night. I think you're going to do pretty good. Seems like you kind of went light on your Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, he was kind of lame. That's all right.
So then you were lame by, you know, proximity.
I tried. My wingman wasn't there, so I just did a drive-by. That's pretty much it. But I'm ready to dominate.
Five questions. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Question number one. What story were you debating telling us when you said this?
Pretty sure it's past the statute of limitations.
That's too hard.
Do you guys know?
I mean, I have the answer in front of me, so yes, I do know.
It was just yesterday.
Did I tell the story?
No, I stopped you. I lawyered you out of it.
Give it to me one more time. Pretty sure it's past the statute of limitations. I have no idea.
Hitting orange traffic cones or barrels.
Oh, yeah. That's not really a big deal. Sure, it happens to most people every now and then.
Yeah, but you had a deeper story that you were debating on whether or not you're going
code.
To share.
Code. You know the code.
All right, 0 for 1. Question number 2, big guy. What issue in Wisconsin were you trying to fix with this idea?
Have a car wash. Oh, the shot clock. Yeah. Yes.
How are we going to get money for all these schools to get a shot clock? Have a car wash.
Pretty good.
Easy peasy.
All right. So apparently,
until we reminded you that you own car washes.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about
that.
And
you would be taking money out of your own pocket in order to provide the shot clocks.
Yes.
Sure. How do you always forget these things? Why do we always have to remind you of these things?
Wait a minute. That's why he forgets.
Yes.
Because he knows that we'll remember and remind him when necessary.
We have Reachu.
One out of two.
Okay.
Pivotal question. Gives you a little bit of cushion on the back end if you don't get this one right. Or if you do get it right. If you get it wrong, you got to get the last two. And question three begins with an audio clip.
Get a little pinch.
What do you give a little pinch?
The knipples. In going into the pool. I'll have to do it heading to Florida tomorrow.
What? I missed this.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You didn't know I'm going to Florida?
That's the part. Yes, that was the part
actually,
of what you
no,
just
I
said.
I did not know you were going to Florida. Oh, Florida? You didn't. When are you going to Florida?
Tomorrow I got a hurricane-proof
When are you
going to
be house.
Back? Next Saturday.
Oh, full week?
It's just a quick one.
All right.
Quick little visit.
And then
you didn't hear
it?
That part?
You pinch the nipples?
Yeah. Before you go in the pool, Gabe... Right.
This is not something I do. This is something you do.
We need to clarify. He's pinching his own nipples.
Sometimes.
Okay. Because you don't want to be going into the pool with soft nipples, apparently.
Puffers.
Yeah, they don't look good. You've never heard of this?
You are so weird.
I know. Guys look better coming out of the pool than going into it because the cold water tightens you up.
But specific to the nipples?
Yeah, just. Yeah, but
either you have good nipples or you have bad nipples. So,
is that true?
I mean, I don't know how you're improving the nipples, even if they get
with
a little
pinch.
Yeah. Just tightens you up. PEDs. You know, you don't want. Well, we won't go there. Gynecomastia is not a good look.
Okay. All right. Question number 4.
How come you or Joshy gets credit from someone about using a big word? And I use a big word, like guy, which most people probably don't know what it is, which you can't say on the air. What the clinical name is.
Yeah, man boobs.
We call something different.
I know. You can't say that.
Okay.
That's called a workaround.
What am I? 2-1?
2-1.
Okay.
So you have the cushion. Going into the final two questions. Question 4 starts with the audio clip.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
What's the name of the old television show that that song comes from?
Oh, I want you to get this so
the funny. Old what?
Television show that the song that you're singing in that clip comes from.
You know
I'm
the song.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
What's the name of the TV show? Oh,
God. Name of the TV show?
You didn't even think about it.
It's a PSA.
It's Schoolhouse Rock.
Ow. I guess.
No, it is.
Yeah, it turns out. Name the show.
All right, okay.
All right.
You should have gotten that one.
Yeah.
Schoolhouse Rock. I do remember that. I wouldn't have got that.
What is the score?
2-2.
Comes down to the last question. Whether you go into the weekend on a high or you're feeling bad about your memory. And question number five also begins with an audio clip.
That is not a pinch, it's a flick.
That's your balls.
Do you get it?
Didn't even have to ask the question.
What was the question? Just out of curiosity.
When do you need to use a flick, not a pinch?
Same thing?
Shrinkage after the pull.
Yeah, shrinkage after the pull.
You give it a little flick.
You don't pull it because then you get distracted. You just gotta blink. You've never heard of this before?
Just a little wake up.
Right, Joshy?
Not having the equipment we're referring to is probably why I've never heard of it.
I'm pretty sure you own the equipment. It's just not on your body.
Yeah. It's very true. I could argue with you there.
Yes.
So you flick it.
Yeah.
That kind of attention.
Yes. Wake up.
Look alive, fellas. Yeah.
Cut playing dead.
Hey, you missed all sorts of... If you thought the over-the-top barn door peeing conversation was interesting, you certainly missed out on the chewy pool time conversation earlier this week.
Tuesday when I didn't have a voice. Week. Still working back, playing a little injured here without the voice, but still. So, Chewy, you win.
Yeah, I feel good.
Congratulations.
Big weekend.
Had a big victory there.
Mm-hmm.
We can reach you headed into the weekend, and apparently you will be in Florida next week. Good to know. All right, if you love sports betting, then you have to, that's betting, not vetting, and that is the voice that is not coming through for me. You got to make your way to Pottawatomie Sportsbook at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. The ultimate experience with dozens of self-service betting kiosks. And remember, if you're ever in a rush, they've got 20-minute reserve parking spaces right near the Skywalk so you can get in, make your bets, and get right back out. But here's the thing. You're going to want to hang because it is so nice at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. They've got seating for over 200 people. They've got a broadcast booth. They've got a first-class bar. They've got their new restaurant called The Kitchen, and the aromas coming out of the kitchen are going to keep you there for longer than you think. They've got a VIP deck that you and your friends can rent out for special occasions. And then, of course, there's the 2,000-square-foot wall that you can watch all the games on any night of the week. It's a new era at Pottawatomie of sports betting, so get in on the action. Head down to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and check out the sports book.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but I feel more confident in my left hand here, just cupping right now, other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This summer, let your money work for you with a Great Midwest Bank deposit account. Here's why banking with Great Midwest Bank is a win-win. They have a local impact. As a community bank, they reinvest your deposits right back into the community, helping it grow, creating opportunities right here at home. They have personalized service. Their friendly team is here to assist you with all of your banking needs, whether you're making a deposit or setting up a CD. They are dedicated to providing you with exceptional service every step of the way, and you can experience the difference of banking with a community-minded institution when you visit Great Midwest Bank today and join them in building a stronger community together. Oh, lots of fun here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Covered a lot of ground. Gosh, he's drowning me out. He's like, stop talking, wench!
Had enough of you today.
I wasn't even here on Monday. On Tuesday. Wednesday, we weren't here. Yesterday, I let Gabe drive the show because I had no voice. How could you be sick of me this week? You've barely had enough Jen this week.
I plead the fifth.
Smart.
Maybe I'm one of those things, the more of me, the better. You've only had a tiny amount, and so you're frustrated. We put some stuff on the polls today. I don't have them up in front of me. Gabe, any chance you have the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account in front of you?
Polls we have up today, just a couple of them. Do people in general have a problem with, quote, oversharing? Yes, big time. No, it's fine. Yes, big time. 76.8%.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And...
After that, we have, would you like to see David Bakhtiari win a Super Bowl with another team? Just a simple yes or no. No, 54.7. Yes, 45.3.
Why no?
Well, probably because what Gabe said. David Bakhtiari winning with another team would mean that the Green Bay Packers did not win the Super Bowl. I think that the first hurdle you have to clear is the Packers. They want the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I think we're all in agreement that we don't see a situation where he comes back to Green Bay, right? We would be open to it, but if Brian Gutekunst is the one pressing the button there...
We're talking three injuries have to happen.
Yeah,
but wasn't there a time we thought him and Goody didn't really get along? Or was that the Rodgers? Shrapnel.
I mean, there were times where he wasn't in the same line as Goody, but neither was the head coach in terms of rebuild and using that word, and Goody didn't want to use it. The head coach did. Bakhtiari seemed to side maybe more with the head coach.
It would have to be extreme.
Yeah, like three injuries.
Super extreme, yeah.
On the offensive line.
I also think the come back, play well, and then not see him again, Matt LaFleur acting cagey, I think has stuck with people in a way that probably isn't totally fair to David Bakhtiari. Like, the perception is that he was choosing not to play with the ability to, when what bore out was he had more damage in that knee than really anybody expected.
I mean, how many surgeries was it? Like five? On the same knee? Something outrageous.
You could have said a higher number than that, and I would probably agree. I have no idea what the actual final number is, but yes, it's astronomical. The number of times he's had to have that thing looked at. Yeah, I'm rooting for him. Again, we have a lot of great memories with him. Again, he embraced the... I will always remember him slamming the beers at Bucks games and how he was embraced.
I just wish he would tweet less.
That would be helpful. Again, going back to oversharing.
There is something you said that reminded me of a conversation that we had last week on Around the Horn, which was when Travis Kelce said that he's going to play until the wheels fall off. And I defended that position saying that it was more relatable. It was more representative of how most athletes feel. Chu, I think you would agree with me, right? Like most guys are not in the Joe Burrow camp of I'm thinking about my football mortality. Most guys are like, they're going to have to drag me off this field. And David Bakhtiari, with his more recent comments, seems like he's in that camp of I want to be out there.
But going back to my days, everyone complains. Football players just complain, and everyone talks about retiring early than they really want to. You know, I was talking about retiring in year six or seven.
Sucks,
man, I'm done with this. You know, it's over. I'm not playing next year. Hi, I'm back. Everyone does that. Yeah, we all complain. Shocking. How about Kelce? You guys just poo-pooed this. Kelce tweeting last week, anyone that washes their legs below the knees is a psycho.
Oh, Jason Kelce.
That was
Jason.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love how you've come around on the Kelces just in general.
He's my guy now.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, I don't know if you ever had a problem with Jason, but...
I think by extension he did.
Yeah, I guess just like, because the last name Kelce.
But he's come around. It's amazing. Yeah. And there's no particular reason why at all. Speaking of oversharing.
That's all I want to say about that.
You know, thank the line is, that's all I have to say about that. But you said, that's all I want to say about
that. Tomato,
tomato. Yeah, that
works. Exactly.
Oh, they're just impressed you got 40% of the words out correctly. All right, thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy Summerfest out there.